Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now, my guest is 24. She only recently graduated from college and is today announced as the first ever Irish winner of a major global award, the James Dyson Award, with a prize of €38,000. It's for her invention, a portable and accessible device to help prevent hair loss for cancer treatment. Here to tell us all about it with her mum, Olivia Humphreys, and your mom Vicky. You're very welcome. Good morning.
Thank
Hi,
you.
How's it going? Good morning.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I'm so happy for you.
Yeah,
this is
crazy.
So exciting. I knew that you were up for it because we had talked about it before on the show with the first rounds and everything, and you've won.
Yeah, crazy. It's the feedback it got all the way up through with the National Award and the top 20. It was such a prominent issue, and the fact that it's gotten to this point is incredible, yeah.
So it's, as we said, the first ever Irish winner. How did you find out?
I was in work. They did it very funny. When you're in the top 20, they say that the engineers want to interrogate you and ask you technical questions on the project. So I had flow rates written down. I had thermal insulation planned. I had notes and notes. And I was sitting in a little coffin breakout room in work for 10 minutes. And then I kind of started thinking, I was like, what are we going to scratch in 10 minutes? This is weird. I started getting worried, and I was sitting in work, and James
Where
Dyson.
Is work?
It's Luminate Medical, okay, in Galway. It's okay. A startup for cancer care tech.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah, so I was doing work, hopped out for a short call, and James Dyson hops on the phone.
The James Dyson.
The James Dyson. And he comes on, he goes, "Hello, Olivia. Now tell me about your project." And I just, my heart was going 90. It was crazy. So, yeah, we had a short chat. He went to art college as well as me, so we were able to chat about that, and it was really, really nice. And yeah, I just ran out of work.
So James Dyson, obviously, we'll see his inventions everywhere. Just yes. To remind people who he is,
James Dyson's an incredible man. He's led the way for innovation in the UK for domestic devices, hair dryers, Hoovers, lots of different consumer products. And he's also incredible for funding projects like the James Dyson Award, cancer research centres. He's incredible, yeah.
So people will know him from things like the hair wraps and hand dryers. It's just brilliant home domestic products like Hoovers, etc. I actually met him.
No way.
I was a researcher at an open house at Mary and Marty years ago, and James Dyson was a guest. So I had him, and he was so nice.
Cool.
Yeah, really interesting guy. So €38,000. Well done.
Yeah, crazy in the graduate life of a student.
I won't probe, but it obviously goes to development.
Yes, absolutely. It's all going into research and development to try and get something like Athena out onto the market as soon as possible.
Vicky, very proud mum.
Yes, I'm really proud of. We're all proud of our family. And, you know, it's a great recognition of the product that she produced. The National Award was great, but to get the International Award just really floored us, actually.
Yeah, no, it's so impressive and wonderful. So will you take us back to 2019, Vicky, if you don't mind, and sort of, I suppose, the inspiration for the product. It was your journey. And you weren't concerned about anything. You just went for a scan. Tell me.
Yes, so I call it the caravan in Limerick. I live in Limerick. I went to the caravan for a scan, and I thought nothing about it. I had no lumps. I had no.
Sorry, what is the caravan? Just for stupid.
So
good,
it's like where you go to actually get a breast scan, a mammogram.
Oh, okay, okay.
And it's just a tiny little caravan.
Okay.
And you go in there, and that was all fine. I had no physical problems or anything I expected. And then I got a letter in the post saying, actually, not happy. Can you please come back to Cork University Hospital?
So you went for your standard annual check?
Yes.
No problems at all?
Yes.
Wow.
It's not even annual. I think it was every, I forget how many years, but
okay.
now it's annual.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So you got a letter, and tell us.
And so then I went to Cork, and it was all quite shocking, actually. Went to a small office there where they said, yes, you've got cancerous cells. We're not happy with them. We're going to do some tests, and you probably have to have a mastectomy.
Okay.
And it was just shocking. Olivia was going through the Leaving Cert at that time.
Wow.
So we had a lot going on, and I have two older children, and, you know, always been physically fit and a fit family. It came out of nowhere.
I mean, okay, so how are you now?
I'm very good now. So I'm 5 years cancer-free now.
Yay!
Hey!
Congratulations!
So that's a big deal. And that sort of signs me off from my surgeon in Cork. And now
congratulations.
I
feel very connected to this. I went on the cancer journey with my sister in 2017, and she's doing very well. She's all clear, thank you as well. Mm-hmm. She had small cell carcinoma, and I went with her and shaved her head and got her wig, and that whole that was one of the worst days of my life, I will say, and it wasn't even my situation, and I just mean I felt so bad for her. And she's listening and she's great now and her hair's all back and she's happy out. So tell me, was it a big concern of yours losing your hair as part of the treatment?
Yes, it wasn't a vanity thing. It was a thing that, for me, losing my hair was the outward sign that you're having a treatment and people would be sympathetic and they will feel sad for you. And I didn't really want that. I wanted to feel normal. I wanted to feel like this is going to be okay. And so I want to look normal. And for me, that was the whole thing about losing your hair. It's an instant visual sign that you're in trouble.
Unless you go through it with somebody as well, it's very profound what actually happens during that process. It's just a big wake-up call for everybody around you. Why do people lose their hair during cancer treatment, Libby?
Yeah, so chemotherapy is a drug that cycles around your body and attacks fast-dividing cells. Fast-dividing cells are cancerous cells, but we have naturally fast-dividing cells in our bodies, which are our hair follicles, our eyelashes, our fingernails, all these kinds of things, which is chemotherapy doesn't know the difference. So the treatment is all about minimizing blood flow to an area, therefore minimizing the damage it can have on that area. So protecting the hair follicles in the scalp through cooling is the concept for Athena.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember the one the hospital offered. Did you use the original treatment for the...
I did. There were two machines in Limerick Hospital. They were slightly different. One you put on and it was at the instant temperature, so you saw stars before your eyes. It was so frightening. And then the other one they put on, it went down slightly, so I much preferred that one. But I was the only one in a room, I would say, of 30 people who availed of that treatment.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's not widely available. And
very much so not widely available,
no.
Yeah. So it's not widely available, difficult to access. You were in the room for some of these treatments. Is this what inspired you?
Yeah, that was it. It was seeing things like, you know, when you wanted to go to the bathroom, you either dragged the device with you to the bathroom or you had to worry about disconnecting. So all those kind of little things you notice that you, even just carrying the bag. And, you know, for the project I worked on from the beginning, it was just trying to improve anything in the day-to-day life. So it was going to be a bag where you could bring your book and your iPad and everything easily in one thing. And then it's just snowballed to, well, you could do this and you could do that and maybe you could do this. So yeah, it's an amalgamation of seeing things that happen, but also feedback from mum, feedback from a wide range of patients that also have gone through the treatment, the healthcare staff in UHL, all these different things. Yeah.
So your product's called Athena.
Yes.
And tell me about it. What's the difference?
So Athena is a portable cooling device connected to a headpiece, and the carry case has a reservoir that cycles cooled water around the scalp, and it's a response to looking at the stationary large device that's currently used in the hospitals in Ireland. It's quite an expensive device that's currently used in hospitals, so it was, how can I make this a lot cheaper and smaller and portable? I wanted it to be something that can seamlessly integrate in and out of a chemotherapy infusion appointment. So it's just, it can fit in the footwell of the car when you're driving in. It's designed to look and feel nice so that you can feel confident while you're using it. It's extremely simple to use. It's just an on-off button and setting and time increments. And it's estimated, I think it could cost in around €1,000, which would compete with like a high-end wig or something like that, so that it can either be put on rental schemes for patients, it can be rented out through charities, or that someone might be even just be able to buy the whole thing online and control the whole aspect of this, control this whole aspect of the treatment themselves.
It's worth mentioning, as of March 2024, for anybody who may be looking for these services, there are scalp cooling services available in 7 hospitals that administer chemotherapy to patients. Plans are underway to extend the service to add 4 further hospitals. Where hospitals do not have scalp cooling services, there is a regional network approach in place where some patients can avail of this service in another hospital if it's not available in their treating hospital. That's just worth reading for anybody who might be undergoing treatment right
Absolutely.
Now while your product's not available. I think people should know if there is scalp cooling
devices
available. Yeah,
but it's tough. You know, I've spoken to people that have commuted from different counties to get to use a device, and that's not right. It should be available to everyone. So that's the mission now.
So I actually loved, the nerd in me loved reading about your the prototype.
Amazing, yeah.
Tell me about the prototype. Yeah, let's get geeky, go.
Yeah, so I study product design and technology in UL, and it's a really fun course, really hands-on, love making stuff. So I was in art college previously, I love making stuff. So
actually, that's an interesting combination.
Yeah.
What did you do in art college?
So I did the foundation course, and they told me that I was going to, with the thought I was going to go into graphic design because that was the practical job to get or be an art teacher, but they told me I was going to be going into sculpture, and I dropped out within a week.
Did you?
Mum and dad are both in the military, so I was in art college drawing and making things, and I thought sculpture
so
wasn't going to resonate.
Was fun.
I like making stuff, so I thought, okay, I can do more with this. I can apply technology, I can do engineering, I can do user research, let's combine the whole thing and do product design. So it was just a really, really good transition.
The prototype.
Yeah, the prototype was fun. So I'm very lucky, we've got really good sheds on my house. My brother is a mechanic, and so we've got lots of tools to fiddle with. So when I realized I was onto a concept that I could potentially make, you know, it was cooling technology so interesting. There's a million ways to heat something. There's very few ways to cool something. So when I found out the little technology that can cool things efficiently, used in beer coolers, used in insulin coolers, things like that, and I could buy it online, it was really exciting. So I just went on Amazon. So they're called Peltier semiconductors. They're things used in computer desktops to cool down computers. They're things used in beer coolers. And they're really low cost. And it was just like, well, I just want to see the capabilities of them. I want to test them out. So I just bought a computer cooling fan system online. I got a pump. I got a battery from dad's office, ripped the handle off mum's suitcase, put it all in a box. And we turned it on. I got Harry to do the wiring, my brother. He was very good. And
It was a family affair.
It was good fun. And frost appeared on the device straight away. You know, you could scratch it away and it was really cool. And then we were like, oh, maybe if we do this, we tweak that, put something there. And I was able to make a proof of concept, which I could show to my lecturers, show to healthcare staff, show to people that were giving me feedback, show it to mum.
And what was the reaction to the first prototype?
It was really exciting, you know, to make something physical that, you know, you could actually see in motion was really exciting and dynamic. And it meant that I got really, really good quality feedback on how to make it better. You know, I had envisioned it to be something like a suitcase. And then it thought, like, the technical officers in my college saw it and said, you can make that smaller, you can make that more efficient, that can be lighter, you can minimize the water going around. So then it became smaller, lighter, more optimized. And that was all really, really cool stuff to be doing in the course. And so it brought me to where I am now with Athena, which is a really nice concept that there's a million and one things we can improve still, but the concept is there, and it could potentially be something that could be tweaked now and get on the market really, really quick. So that's really exciting.
Why is it called Athena?
It's called Athena because when I'm talking about my project, I'm always talking about the word resilience.
You have to say, just an observation, and you probably see it, Vicky, you go alive when you talk about designing it. Like, literally, it's like a light goes on.
Oh, it's fun. I love all this kind of stuff. I've always been a fan of innovation and entrepreneurship. This is just, I just got lucky with this one, to be honest, the topic and the theme. And
I could have called you there, Athena, why?
Yeah, Athena. Athena is the word resilience. I keep talking about it in the project. So I wanted the project and the product to be a symbol of resilience. So I looked up characters and who represents resilience. And Athena is the goddess of warfare and wisdom. And she's a very strong woman, and lots of stories of her overcoming troubles and battles and things like that. So I just thought, that sounds really cool.
Yeah.
I can do some cool symbols and logos and branding design around that. That works. And that was it. It was short and sweet. Looks nice. Sounds nice.
So this is a global play that can really disrupt treatment now, can really help.
Yeah, it's so exciting to think about. It's such a prominent issue. The more conversations and feedback I'm getting from this is just crazy. And to think that it could change the face of cancer is what really is motivating me. And to be working on it right now is so fulfilling and exciting.
Vicky, what do you think of all this now? Are you trying to keep up?
I think it's very exciting. I'm just so thrilled that she designed something that is so fundamentally important and touches so many people's lives. And, you know, it's a fantastic concept. You know, I think she's amazing.
And I love it. It comes from such an authentic story, your own story. It's really quite touching. When will we see it? What is Dyson going to make it?
Yeah, it's an amazing... There's a cancer care research centre he's just started, which could be really exciting. But yeah, working in a startup in Galway in cancer care technology, and I'm working with them to accelerate a product like Athena to go into clinical trial, hopefully at the end of this year planned, with the hopes that if all going well, it could be on the market in the next year or so.
That is so impressive. That is, yeah. It's so impressive. So you're saying Dyson could take the product in? That's not ruled out. It could become a Dyson product.
And there's huge feedback. They're a huge hair care company and technology company. There could be support. There could be feedback. Absolutely. Yeah, it's all in the pipeline.
It does seem like quite a good fit, doesn't it?
It does. When I found out I'd won and then I reflected on it further, I thought, wow, you know, for a company that is so passionate about women's hair care, this is such an important need to make sure that we keep our hair as well as make it look good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't join the dots readily very often, but I'm just joining the dots with that one, and particularly for his philanthropy in the area. And he, you know, he makes commercial products that maintain hair. It seems like a marriage made in heaven, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, he's passionate.
And was he nice on the phone?
Lovely man. Yeah, both his parents passed away from cancer, so he's incredibly passionate about the topic, and he's got a university for people doing product design now, and his son does product design the same as me. So yeah, I think I'm reading his autobiography at the moment, so I'm fangirling over.
Yeah, well, proper order, I would say. Yeah, know as much as you can about him. He could be your future boss. Let's be honest. We'll be watching this space. Please keep us updated, will you?
Yes, I will.
We'll be dying to see how it's going. Particularly, I told my sister I was talking to you this morning. She was very excited because my mum was a hairdresser as well, and so we both worked in hairdressing salons, so the hair part of the journey was a big part of our lives as well. Amazing. So thank you so much, Vicky. Best of luck with everything. Great to meet you.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much. And Olivia Humphreys, best of luck. Thanks so much. Thank you.
So
let's
much.
Take a break.